plays beyond hockey. Do people in the NFL, do people, supporters of the NFL now point and go, look, hockey's just as bad. Hockey's got its own problems. Or does the NHL get patted on the back for, geez, you know, why didn't the NFL do what the NHL did? There's kind of this second guessing game that will go on as well. The most important thing in all of this, and it cannot be lost, is that the lady involved here, whatever relationship is with with Voyanov, needs to make sure she's safe, needs to make sure she feels she gets justice. And then he goes through the court system. As long as we don't forget, there is a reported victim in this too.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely there is. So, I mean, it's one of those situations you don't want to deal with. But to your point, the NHL got it right. They got ahead of it before, you know, most people even knew that there was a situation going on. He was already suspended by the league indefinitely. And I think it's a lot to do is because of what happened in the NFL.
I think it has everything to do with that. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, Chris Johnston from Sportsnet wrote and said, you know, Gary Bettman deserves credit. No. The world was put on notice.
Yep.
The NFL was put on notice. The world was put on notice. This is the way it's going to be. You don't have to like it. You don't have to. But unless you want to suffer the slings and arrows, unless you want to have, you do what, you know, and you can call it whatever you want, political correctness or whatever. The reality is this needs to be taken seriously, not only in sports, but in our society. And to me, doing the right thing, no, this is what they have to do. My only hope is that we're moving beyond these things just being highlighted when they're professional athletes, that we're actually making a difference in society.
Yeah, it's a bad story for the NHL, but the league saves face, I guess, in a way by handling it the right way.
Yes.
And learning from what the NFL did.
So absolutely.
Kudos to the NHL for getting ahead of it right now. A couple other NHL notes from around the league. Pavel Datsyuk, who has missed the first five games of the season with a separated shoulder, could potentially return to the lineup tomorrow against the Montreal Canadiens. That's according to a report from the Detroit Free Press. Goaltender Jimmy Howard may also return to the lineup. The bad news for the Detroit, Johan Franzen was put on the 7-day injured list as well. So a couple of guys could be coming back for the Detroit Red Wings. To get Pavel Datsyuk back in the lineup would be huge for them.
Surprising to me is that Detroit, without Pavel Datsyuk, are 3-1-1.
Yep.
And have been pretty good. I mean, they're not scoring a lot, but they're not giving up a lot. They've given up an Eastern Conference low 8 goals. They've only scored 11, but Pavel Datsyuk only makes them better. And I thought this was the year the Detroit Red Wings fall off the cliff. Well, they haven't fallen yet.
Still early.
Very early in the season. Sure.
But Jonas Gustafsson has a lot to do with that. He has been playing pretty good those last two games, especially against Toronto over the weekend, looking good in those victories for the Detroit Red Wings. Speaking of the Toronto Maple Leafs, I thought I'd throw this in there for nothing more than it's a former Calgary Hitman and a really tough story. Brandon Cozen's going to be out at least 6 weeks with a high ankle sprain, a guy who finally made it into the NHL, seemed to have finally found a home with the Toronto Maple Leafs at the top level. That's a tough blow for him trying to get his career going.
Yeah, I sure hope that this isn't one of those cases where he kind of gets forgotten about and that he still has that opportunity coming back, because you're right. He kicked down the door. He was not he's not a guy that everybody was counting on to make this team when training camp opened up, but he earned the spot, has played relatively good in a very difficult marketplace. Nice kid, really good kid.
Yeah.
Like him a lot. But this is a tough injury to have happen so early in your NHL start.
Yeah, very tough for Brandon Cozen, the former Calgary Hitman there. A couple other things around the world of sports. We haven't talked too much Stampeders today just because of everything going on with the Flames in the National Hockey League, but they did clinch first place on Saturday, a 33-23 victory over the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, clinching the West Division. They'll host that game coming up in November. John Cornish, 160 more yards in that game. Pretty much, I guess, the standard for him now is he's going to come 140-plus yards in every game. He was good once again. Today he talked about clinching first place so early and what it means to the Stampeders.
We think it's a beneficial thing, you know, having a week off, but you know, other than that, it's really hard to place an actual value on having that bye week, because you know, we've had it before and we've lost, so I mean 2008 we had it and we won, but you know, it's hard to say it's anything more than just a week off. I mean, we have to keep our winning attitude, you know, in each game going forward. We can't have another game like BC last year where we sort of lost the momentum that we had, and then we had no momentum in the playoffs.
He's got to find a way to keep the momentum, is right, to not lose that game in the playoffs. But I don't know if there is any benefit really anymore, Rob, of winning the West Division and having the West Final. I guess if you're banged up, gives your guys a chance to be a little healthier.
Yeah.
But we've seen it multiple times, not only with the Stampeders. There's been a lot of teams that have lost that West Final at home in the years past.
You know what? It's a situational conversation. I mean, if you win it, then you're happy about it. If you don't get it, then you can justify it in your own mind playing that game.
Yeah.
Look, it looks to me like it'll be Edmonton anyway. You know, Kerry Joseph came in for Saskatchewan, but they couldn't hold the lead. Wasn't a great game against the Eskimos, but the Eskimos keep finding ways to win. You know, Mike Riley is really got this team going. They seem to have a new attitude. And, you know, you listen to the Stampeders and they say all the right things. I don't want to say they're scared, but they are so acutely aware of what has happened the last couple of years. They're so acutely
yep.
aware that they should have more Grey Cup rings than they do. This was a great victory from the standpoint of this incredible record that John Huffnagel teams having coming out of the bye. They're now 8-0 coming out of byes.
Yeah.
Came at a cost. Losing Brad Sinopoli.
Yeah.
And
separated our collarbone.
Yeah.
Out for the season.
He's out for the season. Having said that, boy, I'll tell you what, Anthony Parker is, as this season
he's
is wearing on,
yeah.
he is really coming into his own, you know, onward and upward. Unfortunately, as we've said right from the beginning of the season in June, they are going to be judged in November, and November is still a couple of weeks away.
Yeah, so the Stampeders do clinch the West. Edmonton and Saskatchewan have both clinched playoff spots. It looks like Edmonton is going to host the semifinal game, but the BC Lions still have a chance to move into third spot and avoid the crossover in the West Division as well. So still lots to determine
yep.
amongst other teams coming down the stretch. Stamps and Riders on Friday night. And lastly on headlines today, real quick, Monday Night Football, the Texans and the Steelers, both sitting at 3-3. They meet in Pittsburgh. Catch the game, Sportsnet 960, The Fan, immediately following the Flames at 5 at 6.
We fortunately, we have the Jim Rome program and other programs, but we would almost for sure have our sports talk show or sports radio station license revoked if we didn't somehow acknowledge the fact that Peyton Manning passed
yes.
Brett Favre last night for the all-time touchdown leader list in the NFL in terms of quarterbacks. 510 now career touchdowns, and he did it amazingly in 56 fewer games
yes.
than Brett Favre. Thank God Peyton Manning has won a Super Bowl, because it makes the conversation about greatest all-time a little bit easier. I still think, you know, Montana and his success in the postseason probably trumps things like this, but you cannot deny the longevity. You cannot deny the abilities, the greatness of Peyton Manning. He is certainly a first ballot Hall of Famer, and they will, whoever they are,
yeah.
debate the merits of him as one of the greatest of all time for years to come.
And especially coming off the neck surgery from a couple years ago as well, that could have been career ending almost for a lot of guys. It really put, you know, a stop on how effective they were, and he bounced back brilliantly from that.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
Those are your headlines. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about the World Series with Shai Davidi next. A little later on in the hour, Eric DeHatchuk from the Globe and Mail, globesports.com. In the 5 o'clock hour, it's all Flames. It's all Flames. Flames at 5 for Pete the Plumber. You'll hear from the general manager, Brad Treliving. You'll hear from TJ Brody. And you'll hear from the voice of the Calgary Flames, Derek Wills. Busy, busy, busy afternoon. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 headlines brought to you by Glenmore Audi. With the latest advancements in dynamic driving, design, and innovative technology, the 2015 Audi Q3 extends the idea of what an SUV can be. Visit GlenmoreAudi.com.
Calgary traffic from the 660 News Traffic Center.
Dangerous debris on Deerfoot. There's a pallet fell off a truck. This near Pagan Trail. Blocks the southbound right lane on Deerfoot. Lots of swerving and braking. And then further south, we have a multi-vehicle crash on Deerfoot Trail approaching Southland Drive. And the drivers are out discussing in the southbound left-hand lane. Backups past Heritage Drive. Northbound Deerfoot now getting very congested due to volume between Memorial and 16th. That's where the pack develops. And Crowchild is crazy slow this afternoon in both directions. The backup's kicking in around 33rd Avenue. And you'll see lots of volume as usual on Sarcee Trail. Just past 17th Avenue, heading northbound on Sarcee. Things congest. Doesn't open up till you're past Bow. In the 660 News Traffic Center, I'm Trey St. John.
Brought to you by Canadian Blood Services. You can save a life now by donating at a blood donor clinic near you. And bring a friend. Call Canadian Blood Services at 1-888-2-DONATE today.
it is I, Zolta, from the year 2015, where Honda CRVs are marvels of advanced technology.
Actually, Zoltar, the 2015 CRV is available right now.
Haha, your feeble human brain must be mistaken. Hey, does it have...
Available power tailgate, lane departure warning system, and push-button start? Yep.
Okay, but can you lease a 2015 CRV from only...
$70 a week with zero down at 1.99% over 60 months.
Yeah, well, do you have microwavable popcorn?
Oh, Zoltar. Visit your local Honda dealer for details.
I will.
Hello, it's me, your loving family vehicle. I was thinking, the next time you do a little shopping, I could have my tires done at Mr. Lube in Walmart. It's just so convenient having tires purchased, installed, and balanced as you shop. Doesn't that sound easy? One simple, easy treat for me for all I do for you. Everyone wins. Isn't that nice?
Buy new tires and have them installed as you shop only at Mr. Lube in Walmart. It's tires made easy.
Welcome to the Double T Dude Ranch.
I am so excited. I saved $150 at Fountain Tire, and I want to learn how to rope.
Okay.
At the Fountain Tire Owners event, you save up to $150 on a set of four selected Goodyear tires.
I've been practicing. Watch this. Let me try that again. What am I doing wrong?
You should get out of the car first, son.
Ah.
Hurry, offer ends soon. Save up to $150 only at Fountain Tire.
Dude?
Yep.
My spurs are caught on the gas pedal.
Looks like you got your chaps caught on the shifter, too.
Yeah.
Rogers Small Business Help Center.
I'd like online marketing advice I can use now.
Well, attend Rogers Talks, our conference where experts give actionable tips and tools you can use right away.
Really? But my business is small.
That's fine. These experts cover topics like content marketing and online brand building to let any business stay ahead. And it's all free.
Well, in that case, I'll get my whole team to go.
So that'll be...
Let's see, one ticket, please.
Join us for Rogers Talks in Calgary, November 4th at the Four Points by Sheridan. Register today at rogers.com/Rogers Talks.
With more than 700 of Canada's favorite all-inclusive resorts packaged with Sunwing Airlines champagne service, including complimentary meals, wine, and in-flight movies, Signature Vacations is absolutely all-inclusive. Book your winter vacation today and save up to 40%.
The perfect getaway is just a click away. It's absolutely all-inclusive.
I'm Ron McLean, inviting you to join us for Rogers Hometown Hockey. Our national tour sets up in 25 communities across Canada. Outdoor weekend festivals packed with hockey activities and celebration. Then we host a national show live from the community for a new Sunday night NHL game on City. Rogers Hometown Hockey. Hear the stories. Feel the passion. Celebrate the game. Go to hometownhockey.com for more details.
DIY days are back at Lowe's, and that's great news for you. Hi, Brian Baller here, inviting you to save even more on the best in home improvement from Lowe's. Like save 20% off all major brand name appliances. Buy one, get one free on the Pfister Treviso Dual Flush Toilet. Plus save 33% on Para Lifestyle's 3.24 liter to 3.7 liter interior paint. See store for complete details. But hurry, because DIY days end soon, and you don't want to miss it. Lowe's, never stop improving.
I just took my Ford to my Ford store for the works. It's an inspection of up to 83 points, including oil change and required tire rotation, for $79.99. It also includes a vehicle report card that details maintenance I'll need in the future. So there's no surprises, which is unfortunate, because I could really use a big surprise right about now. When it comes to your Ford, beware of parts unknown. Taxes extra. See participating store for conditions and details. Could I get a glass of water?
Today's Secret Seat brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Watch every CFL and NFL game and enjoy game day specials at Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast.
Your secret seat is A99. A99.
Proud home for the Flames and Hitmen. Calgary's hockey station. Sportsnet 960. The Fan. Rob Kerr. Sportsnet 960. The Fan.
It's important to do a lot of things to disrupt them. I mean, we're going to have to, you know, vary our holds, make sure delivery time's up. You know, it's going to be important for me to, you know, be ready to make a good throw.
That's Buster Posey, San Francisco Giants. Ever since the postseason has begun, the Kansas City Royals have had everybody's attention with their base running. And I think early on, you know, maybe against the Angels, there was a lot of people saying, they're making too much out of it. But here we are in the World Series, and the Kansas City Royals have yet to lose a game. And here you got Buster Posey talking about, it's a team job. It's a big effort. We've all got to put it in there to keep Kansas City from having success on the base paths. Always a pleasure to talk to our next guest, one of Sportsnet's premier baseball analysts and writers. You can read him every day, sportsnet.ca. Our good friend Shai Davidi joins us. Shai, when we first talked, I want to say 3 or 4 weeks ago when the playoffs began, the Kansas City Royals were that feel-good story. Wow, that was cool. That was neat. Ned Yost in that game against the A's. I mean, he did things that nobody thought he should do. But we couldn't have imagined this, could we? We couldn't have imagined the Kansas City Royals running the table to get to the World Series.
Yeah, well, I believe when we spoke last time, I had mentioned that I thought they could get past the Angels if they got past the A's, and that they did. But I thought the Orioles were going to stuff them pretty solidly, and it turned out to be the total opposite of that. And I'm shocked that the Orioles didn't give them more of a series. But they're a team that's playing basically at its peak right now. They're doing a lot of different things right. They have, they're able to create. Their bullpen is turning games into six-inning contests, and their starters are doing just enough. So, you wouldn't expect it to have happened the way that it did. Far from it. But you know, this is one of those playoffs that goes to show what a crapshoot it is once you get into the postseason, because it's really a tournament, and it's who has a good 3-4 weeks.
The postseason always makes heroes out of players. That I grant you. But have we seen in recent memory players that, not obscurity, but just their personas, their successes in the postseason are so different than what they were in the regular season, Eric Hosmer and others. I mean, it just seems like all of a sudden they've just become totally different players.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's because the focus, falls upon them. And, you know, every year there's someone who's able to elevate their game
right.
with a couple of key. I mean, think about 2011 World Series. I mean, David Freese turned out to be a god in St. Louis, right?
Yes.
You know,
yep.
Alan Craig was a monster. And Alan Craig's still a good player. He's who's fallen upon some tough times. But, you know, I mean, again, you do it in the postseason. That goes for any sport. That's where you really fall into lore and you really get built up because everybody's watching. But, you know, over a course of 162 games, these guys all go through 2-3-4 week stretches like this, but it just falls into the anonymity of the grind unless you're really watching that team. So, you know, everyone gets built up and we like to think, oh, you do it in the playoffs, you'll do it in the regular season. But I think baseball might be the sport where that applies the least. You know, it's you can have someone who can have some terrific moments in the postseason and just really just disappear and be a complete non-factor the next year.
That's a good point by you. You know, that now that you make me think about it, you bring back some names. It really is actually more the norm than anything, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's, again, because it's just that small sample size. And,
yeah.
You know, you have guys who really elevate themselves in the postseason. You think of, you know, Derek Jeter or Bernie Williams or Jorge Posada.
Right.
You know, just to name a few. And, you know, guys who were consistently good performers in the postseason. And then you think of some people on the opposite end of the spectrum, like Barry Bonds or Alex Rodriguez, guys who are really at the pinnacle of the sport. Even Mike Trout this year, you know.
Sure.
You get cold at the right time, at the wrong time, and things can come undone. You get hot at the right time, and it changes everyone's perception of you. But it's interesting. I was having this discussion with someone recently about whether there's such a thing as clutch, you know, because everyone talks about mm-hmm. that during playoff time and build that up. And that person's perspective was there's no such thing as clutch, but what you have are people who are able to treat the postseason in the same way they are able to treat the regular season. And to me, that's a key part of being able to have success. And, you know, the Royals and the Giants have done a tremendous job of that throughout the playoffs.
With Shai Davidi from Sportsnet, as we talk about the World Series, which kicks off tomorrow night in Kansas City, the San Francisco Giants. Okay, so if there's no such thing as clutch, they are consistent because we're talking about a Giants team that's trying to win its third World Series title in the last 5 years. That's kind of Yankees-like, almost a little bit like the Red Sox a decade ago.
Right. And this is a team that doesn't get enough credit for how good it's been. And I think that's largely due to the fact that they follow their championship years with a sub 500 season. So you've got this incredible up-down pattern happening with them, which I'm sure fans in the Bay Area will happily take. You know, every other year is a pretty good deal, I think, for the most part. But it's an interesting group. I mean, besides, say Buster Posey and Matt Cain and Tim Lincecum isn't what he was, there aren't a lot of guys you look at that roster and say, man, if I was starting a team, he'd be one of my top choices at that position. And they are a team that's been able to really get the most out of everything that they have and milk every little bit of talent out of guys. And they do have a good ability to perform in close games. And that's a, you know, I hate to use these empty platitudes like confidence and things like that.
Yeah.
But there is something to be said about, you know, not having, being able to keep your heartbeat the same. And they're a team that's been able to show that they're able to do that. And, you know, unlike the regular season, in the short tournament, that really matters. And that changes things. And I think they're a team that's really shown the ability to do that. And they should be getting a lot more credit than they have been.
A couple of specifics, Shai, before we let you go. One, is there a role for Tim Lincecum in this final?
I think so. And a lot of it will depend on how long the series goes, because these teams haven't played very long series, neither of them.
Yeah.
So as soon as the series gets extended and guys are coming off those periods where they aren't getting the rest, that's when your depth starts getting tested. And we saw a couple years ago in the playoffs what a weapon Tim Lincecum was out of the bullpen. And, you know, he hasn't been that Tim Lincecum this year, but
right.
If they can just capture him in that moment, I think he can certainly be an important factor as a guy who can get some key outs in swing and miss situations.
How, because it's obviously very important because the All-Star game is based on it, but how much playing at home benefit the Kansas City Royals, considering the run they're on, the break they've had, you know, the ability to play in their own park with their own set of rules, how much is that an advantage in this series?
You know, I don't know. I think if the opposite field was a bandbox against a home run hitting team, and I know they just knocked out they just swept away the Orioles. But if there was a reverse situation against a home run hitting team in a bandbox, I think that might be a factor. But the two ballparks aren't totally similar, but they have similar characteristics. Neither allows a lot of home runs. There's a lot of ground to cover in the outfield. They both really play to speed and defense offenses. I don't know that that's necessarily going to be a huge factor one way or the other. You know, I suppose in some ways giving the Giants the DH for an extra couple of games might be a bit of an advantage there. And so maybe that's a bit of a factor. But I'm of the mind that, you know, home field advantage is something people build up perhaps a bit more than it's actually worth. But, you know, I've been proven wrong on a lot of things, and maybe that's one of them too.
Finally, I hate to put you on the spot, but I will. Who do you got? Who do you like?
Well, I Jeff Blair on 590 in Toronto asked me this today too, and I was kind of on the fence. I ended up saying the Giants in seven, and so I'm going to stick with that. But I don't feel good about it because I really think this is a coin flip series, and I think it's going to be a long one. I think it's at least six, if not seven, and I think it's going to be a terrific series of games, a lot of close contests, a lot of, you know, white knuckle moments. So I'm hoping that it goes seven just for the sheer entertainment value of it, but I kind of like the Giants' ability and experience to provide them a little bit of a difference in this one.
Always a pleasure, Shai. We will certainly talk to you before this one's over, but thanks for coming on and giving us a little insight into the World Series.
Yeah, anytime. Have a good one.
Shai Davidi from Sportsnet. You can read him at sportsnet.ca, one of our top baseball writers and top baseball analysts. For the record, I am going to go with Kansas City. I just, right from the get-go, I have no affinity for the program. I have no affinity for the city or anything like that, or the players, other than they have been just a handful and so much fun to watch and are unpredictable and all of those things. How can I go against them? I just love having won since 85. Let's take Kansas City. But I, like Shai, think it could be a long one too. Hey, you know what? I haven't told you about this in a while, but don't forget about DropCam. Have you checked out DropCam at Best Buy or Future Shop or DropCam.com? It is a terrific, terrific, versatile tool, and I call it that, a tool, because it's one that you should have in your toolbox at home, because there's always something we need to pay attention to and something that needs some attention, be it in the middle of the night, be it in the middle of the day, but we're not there, but we want to have the ability to do it. You can do it with DropCam. You go online, you can turn your DropCam on, you can check out what's going on, you can use the apps for the Apple or for the Android phones. It's whatever, wherever you can get online, you can check your camera. You can turn it on with the optional cloud recording. You can look back at a month's worth of video. You can take individual stills out of it. Maybe you capture a shot. The camera just happens to capture something, the pet, the kid doing something. You can even do that. It is so flexible. And I have one. It's sitting at home. It's watching my fish right now. I can turn it on right here at my desktop, and I can make sure everything is cool. With DropCam, it is the ultimate in flexibility, security, whatever you need. And don't forget, you got a microphone, it's got a microphone. You got two-way conversation abilities with it. Check it out. If you haven't seen a DropCam, I know Christmas is right around the corner. This is the perfect gift for that guy. I'm telling you. DropCam.com is the website. Check it out. You can look at it at Best Buy. You can look at it at Future Shop. Love me, the DropCam. I've got one. Enjoy it. It is perfect. We'll take a break when we come back. We always enjoy our time with Eric DeHatchek from the Globe and Mail, globesports.com. And by the way, Brad Treliving, the general manager of the Calgary Flame, joins us at the top of the hour at Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Calgary traffic from the 660 News Traffic Center.
There is a crash on Deerfoot Trail approaching Southland Drive in the southeast, but the vehicles and emerge crews on the southbound right-hand shoulder still quite a bit of congestion from the cap rope down until you're past that incident. Northbound on Deerfoot, just past Memorial Drive, that's where things get quite slow. And a ton of traffic in the downtown core as people stumble out of the skyscrapers. You're seeing all kinds of westbound volume on both 4th and 6th Avenues. Eastbound 9th Avenue is heavily traveled. 5th is a better route through the core. And just a word of warning, one of these days soon, doesn't feel like it today, but soon enough we're going to see some ugly weather, and that's why now is the time to book an appointment to get the beast winterized, get the snow tires put on. Be proactive rather than reactive. Save yourself a ton of trouble whenever it turns ugly. In the 660 News Traffic Center, I'm Trey St. John.
Brought to you by Account Temps. The Alberta market is red hot. Find out what you're worth, Calgary, at accounttemps.com/salarycenter. Your source for accounting and finance salary information. A Robert Half Company.
October might be the month of tricks and treats. But at Eastside Kia, it's all treats. Hi, I'm Katrina LeMay-Doan, inviting you to gear up and save. All month, save $4,500 on the 2015 Forte LX. Now just $12,999 with a 5-year warranty. And no payments for 90 days on select models. And that's not all. Every new vehicle purchase gets no-charge winter tires. Gear up and save at Eastside Kia, Barlow and 23rd Northeast, and eastsidekia.ca.
Time for the Bodog Line of the Day, brought to you by Bodog at Bodog.net.
The Bodog Line of the Day is on the gridiron with Houston and Pittsburgh. What is the opening spread of the game? It's Pittsburgh -3.5. Houston must hate being away from home. They've lost 9 of their last 10 road games. What's the matter, Houston? Do you miss your mommy, huh? Do you miss your nice, sweet little mommy?
I miss my mommy. I want my mommy, and that's a Bodog Line of the Day.
Bodog.net, your trusted source for sports odds and free poker. Join Bodog today.
Why does your Team Canada jersey have the number 2X?
It's two times, because SO Extra members get double SO Extra points on eligible purchases and regular grade gas at SO stations.
Plus, 4x points on SO Extra grade gas and 6x points on SO Supreme grade gas.
And if you swipe your SO Extra card, you're entered for a chance to win a trip to the World Junior Hockey Championship. Yeah!
Visit an SO station to earn double SO Extra points, plus a chance to see the World Junior Hockey Championship in Toronto. Offer ends November 10th. For complete contest rules, visit soextra.com/contest. No purchase entry available. Prize value estimated $10,500.
Today's Miles Masterclass, the welcome bonus. You know how sometimes people bring gifts to their new neighbors? Well, if you make a move to the TD Aeroplan Visa Infinite Card, TD brings you something too. Up to 25,000 Aeroplan miles. That's enough for a long-haul flight reward within most of North America. And what would you rather have? A fruit basket or a flight to Miami? Hola, senor.
The TD Aeroplan Visa Infinite Card. Apply today for a welcome bonus of up to 25,000 Aeroplan miles. Hurry. Offer ends October 31st. Conditions apply.
Lanny McDonald here for the Big Story Side Dodge. It's that time.
time of year again. My favorite season is back. Model clear out season. Oh, and hockey's on too. But when you're talking about deals this good, it's hard not to get too excited. Right now, Eastside Dodge is clearing out all remaining 2014s with great deals all over the store, including the Ram 1500 with payments from $155 biweekly. Hurry and visit EastsideDodge.com or call their hotline at 273-4313 and tell them Lanny sent you.
Zukasa asks, how do you choose a real estate agent?
My mom told me to use my brother-in-law, because he's, like, never busy. Like, ever.
You know, there is a better way. Go to Zukasa.com. We'll help you choose an agent based on your needs. Hand-picked agents from top companies in real estate who know their stuff and your neighborhood. Zukasa. Real easy. Real estate. Zukasa is a licensed brokerage.
The Air Miles Reward Program has landed at Sobeys Liquor Stores.
What's on sale this week?
Listen to Betty.
Save $6 on Sky Vodka. This week, just $20.99. Plus, earn 8 Air Miles with purchase. Save $13 on a 24-pack of Budweiser or Bud Light, just $35.99. Save $3.50 on Jackson Triggs, Proprietor Selection, Selected Varieties, just $6.99. And every day, save 10% when you buy 6 or more wines. See in store for details.
Only at Sobeys Liquor Stores.
Are you into swapping? Thought so. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Cam Clark Ford today and swap your ride. See paper for details. Plus, exclusive to Cam Clark Ford, lease a 2014 F-150 Super Crew 4x4 for just $399 per month. Calgary's best deals are at Cam Clark Ford in Airdrie, your number one Ford retail dealer in Western Canada. Three locations to choose from: Airdrie, Olds, and Red Deer. Or visit CamClarkFord.com.
Calgary's team.
Verify ready to go for one.
Canada's team. Ignition. Sportsnet 960 The Fan brings you every game all season with our play-by-play team of Derek Wills and Peter Loubardius.
Back home in the Dome for your Calgary Flames on Tuesday.
Shades of 2004? Maybe not, but the Tampa Bay Lightning pay their only visit to Calgary this year. Pat has the pregame show at 6. Play-by-play Flames in Tampa goes at 7.
On air every time the Flames hit the ice. This is Calgary Flames Radio. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Calgary Flames hockey is brought to you by Homes by Avi and Devon Canada. The Big Show brought to you by The Comedy Cave. Tired of the same old office Christmas party? Liven things up and book your holiday event at The Comedy Cave.
Sportsnet 960 hockey insider Eric Dehatchik is brought to you by Eastside Kia. The Gear Up and Save event is on. Save $3,000 on a 2014 Kia Forte LX Auto and get a low payment of just $57 weekly. Visit EastsideKia.ca.
Coming up, top of the hour, we'll hear from the general manager of the Calgary Flames, Brad Treliving. We'll also hear from TJ Brody as we bring Eric Dehatchik in from the Globe and Mail and Globesports.com. That probably seems like a reasonable place to start, Eric. Normally we look at subjects around the National Hockey League, but I think TJ Brody's earned that. Your thoughts?
Go ahead. I mean, that's a big story for sure. A lot of the discussion today has been about, you know, who is this a good deal for? Is it a good deal for the Flames? Is it a good deal for TJ Brody? I think it's fair to say it's a good deal for both.
Mm.
I mean, I look at the comparables. Is Jake Muzzin a comparable? Is Jonas Brodin a comparable? I'd say they are. And both those teams, the Kings and Wild, were able to get those young defensemen who are part of their core signed for less. So I've heard TJ Brody say that it was a good deal, and I think it is. And I think from the Flames' perspective, you know, I would say they overpaid a touch, but not a lot. I mean, it's a ballpark contract, and I think the point that, you know, that Brad, you know, has made, you know, multiple times today is that, you know, that the price for players that have this skill set is only going up. If you look at the National Hockey League today, you know, there are certain positions that are more replaceable than others. I mean, look at, you know, Tampa's coming in tomorrow. They're going to be without Victor Hedman
yep.
for 4 to 6 weeks. How do you replace Victor Hedman? You don't. You can't replace what Victor Hedman brings to the mix. You know, the type of, you know, player that he is right now. Like, everybody has to play up the depth chart, and they won't be as good without him in the lineup. And it's the same with Calgary. I mean, you know, when you can see the bones of this organization developing and heading sort of in an upward trajectory. You know, some of the players that are here aren't going to be here for that, and some are. And you know, the way Brody and Giordano have developed chemistry, you know, the way that they played the early stages of this year, but not just that. I mean, they were a real good pair last year. You know, you sometimes have to make a decision, and it's like, we want him. We identify him as part of our core. And the successful teams in the game today identify the players that are going to be part of their core, and then they go out and they sign them. And whatever, sometimes it's whatever it takes to sign them. And so you know, that's my verdict, that it works for both the organization and for the player. But to think that, you know, that this is a deep discount, I would disagree with that assessment.
Yeah, it's not a deep discount. And it's funny how our lexicon has changed, because now – remember, the team just bought three of his UFA years, right?
Mm-hmm,
and that's the new conversation. And the other one, and I asked Brad this, you know, you can go up to 8 years, so why wouldn't you take a player like this and sign him to 8 years? But I understand. I mean, that changes the dollar figure, because what's it going to be in 5 years? Then you start having, if you're going to go 8 years, you've got to start compensating him for what he might lose out then too, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that, you know, when I think about when Jerome McGinley was here,
yeah,
he kept signing five-year contracts, and his point was always the same. This is good for the team, and it's good for me, because then you can reassess and see where you're at. So, you know, like, again, if you're in TJ Brody's shoes right now, you know, you are a guy that was, you know, 114th overall in the 2008 entry draft, and you've just, you know, hit a home run. I mean, you know, there's $23.5 million coming your way over the next 5 years. That is, you know, I'm sure that, you know, when he has a chance to digest the whole thing, it's like, wow, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. And the money's guaranteed, right? That's the way
yep.
things work in the National Hockey League. So your financial security is in place, and then see where you're at. I mean, you know, but he's young enough now, and you know, as Brad Drew Living has mentioned a few times, there's an upside to his game that if he is a top 10 defensemen in the National Hockey League in 5 years' time, you know, then the sky will be the limit. So, basically most teams hope that they have to make that decision in 5 years' time. When he becomes an unrestricted free agent, if they have to ask themselves, wow, can we afford to pay $8 million for TJ Brody? If it gets to that point, that will be a good thing.
Absolutely. Eric Dehatchuk from the Globe and Mail, globesports.com, brought to you by Eastside Kia. Stories today out of Los Angeles involving defenseman Slava Voynov, and it's the NHL becoming kind of the first pro sports league in this new world post-Ray Rice, post-Adrian Peterson, and everything that's engulfed the NFL in terms of domestic abuse. A lot of kudos for Gary Bettman, but there was really no choice. I mean, this is the world we live in. The decision to suspend him indefinitely was the correct one.
Well, I would agree with that, and I would say that it's a stark contrast to how the National Hockey League dealt with the Semyon Varlamov issue a year ago, when there wasn't the sensitivity about domestic violence. The NHL took a wait and see attitude at that point, and allowed Varlamov to continue playing, and that was the charges were eventually dropped for a lack of evidence, but it was not a proactive response at that time. And as you have pointed out, the climate has changed a lot in the 12 months. And I think, you know, there's been a number of cases of domestic abuse in the National Football League, but for whatever reason, the Ray Rice one became the flashpoint. And so I think that's what's happened. I mean, Roger Goodell, you know, the thing that, and it, you know, commissioners of major sports leagues do not want to go on national television and apologize for missing the boat on things and to backtrack the way the NFL had to backtrack. And you know, you and I both know that Gary Bettman is a smart cookie. You can read the temperature of a situation. And I think that in that particular case, you know, they were able to get all of the information. I mean, it was interesting that they made the announcement of this, you know, before most people had heard about it. You know, most people learned of the incident when the NHL suspended him indefinitely, and so they were out in front of it right from the start. And I think, you know, presumably the people in the legal department were up all night looking at whatever evidence that they were able to find, and correctly reading the temperature of the public right now, that, you know, that there is no appetite to excuse this and to say that the world of professional sport is isolated and insulated from everyday life. And so, you know, I think that, you know, the Los Angeles Kings are not going to have Voynov at their disposal for a long time. I mean, I think the court date is December 1st, and so we'll see how it goes. But you know, he is going to have to cooperate with an internal NHL investigation, and he will have his day in court. And there is the presumption of innocence in the U.S. justice system, so, you know, you have to give him the benefit of the doubt at this stage of the game. But clearly, the league felt that there was enough to go down this path. And so, you know, we'll just now wait to see how it all plays out.
Eric, it's a bad transition, but I do want to transition from that particular story to the three California teams and the start that they've had this season. All of that different off seasons. One won a cup, one seemed self-destruct, and the other one was looking for answers. Yet here we are, early part of the season, not even 10 games in. But again, power in the West seems to be in California.
It's absolutely amazing. I mean, I had a better feeling about San Jose maybe than most people did, only because I thought that you know, because of all of their turmoil off the ice, you know, you had to look at two things. One, not a lot changed in terms of personnel. They, you know, Dan Boyle was you know, permitted to leave, and Brent Burns was moved back to the Blue. But really, you know, a very good San Jose team from last year basically returned intact. So, you know, whatever chemistry they had going for them, that was going to be there right from the get-go. And you always had the sense that the players didn't really like the way the off-season went, and they were just happy to get back on the ice playing. And the players are motivated. I mean, Thornton's motivated. Marleau's motivated. Couture's motivated. Vlasic is motivated. The goaltenders are motivated. All of these people, you know, at different levels had their, you know, leadership skills or their playing skills or their conduct in the dressing room. All of those things were sort of questioned and debated very publicly. And so I think that they came back as an energized and revitalized group. So, you know, I mean, I guess it could have gone the other way where they could have just all stopped playing, but I just don't see that. I think that, you know, they have a lot to prove there. You know, Los Angeles, that Stanley Cup hangover thing is generally something that most teams have to deal with. And so the fact that they haven't had to deal with it, and especially those young kids, Toffoli and Pearson, coming in and playing so well, I think that that's really helped them a little bit, because Dustin Brown is off to a slow start. Anze Kopitar is off to a slow start. Yeah. Quick has been terrific after not being very good in the opener. And so, you know, that's the strength of that organization, that, you know, that there are people in place now that can pick up the good players when they're not off to a good start. Anaheim is the one that surprises me a little bit, because I wasn't 100% sure how they would react to Teemu Selänne's retirement, to Saku Koivu's retirement. You know, they made a big production out of signing Danny Heatley so that they could find the answer on the first line. He hasn't played yet because of that groin injury. For all of that, you know, they've gotten tremendous goaltending from Anderson. Those young defensemen, Lundholm and Vatanen, look like the real deal. You know, Kessler has moved in and been a reasonably important piece early on. I think he'll just get better as he becomes more familiar there. Yeah, it's crazy. You know, the state of hockey is the state of California right now, and they don't seem to be allowing anybody to muscle in on that title right now.
But in a way, all three teams also acutely aware of it being October and when they're going to be judged, you know, which is such a, I hate to say it, but that's what it's become in pro sports. I mean, look no further than this city and the Calgary Stampeders. Nobody really cares until November. It's going to be the same thing for these three teams.
Yeah, exactly. But the one thing that they'll all tell you, and then I've spoken to players on all of those teams, is that the West is so competitive and so tight that you cannot afford to take your foot off the gas for even a little bit of time, because six teams are going to miss, and a couple of them will be pretty good teams that, you know, presumably could make the playoffs in the East. So, you know, I think that that's been a question that's been asked of Los Angeles the last couple of years, where, you know, they have actually had a poorer regular season records than the teams like Anaheim and San Jose that have then not been able to get it done in the playoffs. So LA is very aware that, and our friend Al Morganti made the prediction that they're not going to even make the playoffs
that's
this
right.
year. I mean, you know, like, but they're aware that the competition is tight. I think they believe that they have enough to make the playoffs, but they're not taking anything for granted, and I guess that's what I'm trying to say, and it's the same for Anaheim and San Jose. You know, you can't just say, okay, we're not going to try and go out and get 116 points this year. Let's coast a little bit and save, leave more in the tank for the playoffs. Can't happen. You know, it can't happen, because one or two very good teams in the West are going to miss, and, you know, certainly on the basis of the start, you know, I have to start asking questions about Colorado. You know, all of it. Analytics people were saying that, you know, they were ripe for a fall, and so far in the early going, that has actually been the case.
But it is the early going.
It is the early going,
right?
Yeah. And there's an awful lot of good players in Colorado that haven't hit their stride yet. So, you know, once they get going, it may turn around quickly for them.
Well, it goes back to what we were talking about on Friday. Slow starts or bad starts? And You know, that's their script. You know, they just can't keep falling behind.
Yeah, no, exactly. The one thing that surprises me a little bit, Rob, Yeah. is the Winnipeg Jets. I really thought that, you know, when all the pieces were in place there, that they might be able to bounce back. Because, you know, I don't mind their defense core. Mm-hmm. You know, two really good lines. And I thought that Pavlik would be, you know, better. It couldn't be any worse than he was last year. But I think losing Kane off the start of the season has really hindered them. And, you know,
So you're looking around at the marketplace, but you're also and you're taking obviously that into consideration in terms of the comparable figures. But you also have to plan realistically where that season could end up from a minute standpoint, from a point standpoint, and then projecting out, like I said, to UFA numbers. And we all know, you know, when you get into a unrestricted class of a player, when you're reach unrestricted free agency, that's a different marketplace, and those numbers, you know, quite frankly, when you look at TJ 2 years from now becoming an unrestricted free agent at the ripe old age of 27, and you also look at, as of today, what that marketplace would look like in terms of the other players that are out there, needless to say, I think, you know, the numbers there and what we were able to get in terms of the AAV here, I think it's a very good value deal for us.
That's Brad Treliving, the general manager of the Calgary Flames. We'll play that entire conversation coming up inside hockey in the Flames at 5 segment about 5 o'clock. 4.65 is the AAV on a 5-year deal, Pat. Limited no move, I believe, or limited trade clause after the third year when he's eligible for it. Overall, a pretty good deal for the Calgary Flames.
Yeah, I think they've got outstanding value. I was calling it a home run earlier today, and I really think that it's a home run deal because I think right now Brody's worth 4.65. Like what you got
if he went to the open market,
I'd get more than that. Oh, and what he got, what he did last year, what he's done this year,
yeah.
I think he's worth 4.65. But it's the prospect of what it could be in 2 and 3 years that really makes me believe this is a darn good contract for the Flames.
On the Los Angeles Kings, on the St. Louis Blues, on the Chicago Blackhawks, is he a top-pairing defenseman? No. On the Calgary Flames, he is, but he's growing into be that he would be a top-pairing defenseman on any team.
Yeah,
In a couple of years, he could be that.
And I think he's a top-pairing defenseman on most teams.
On most teams.
Yep.
And you said it, Brad Treliving talked about it, along with Mark Giordano. As far as a pair goes right now, you're hard-pressed to find a pair that probably plays harder minutes against better competition and is creating as much offensively. Considering where these guys start and who they're against, their offensive numbers are spectacular.
And look at the value. Even next year when Brody's contract kicks in, less than $9 million between the two of them. That's incredible value. Right now it's less than $6 million. Next year it'll be less than $9 million.
Yep.
I mean, take a look at Keith and Seabrook, no chance. You take a look at Doughty and Muzzin, nope, not for next year when Muzzin's contract kicks in. This is really good value the Flames are getting for these two guys.
Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we'll bring you some headlines as well. We'll divert to a little baseball talk. Shai Davidi from Sportsnet will join us. We'll set up the World Series, which begins tomorrow night in Kansas City. As well, we spent a little time with our good friend Eric DeHatchek from the Globe and Mail, globesports.com. We'll talk to him about TJ Brody, but we do have to talk about the Slava Voyanov situation with the Los Angeles Kings. The post-Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson professional sports world, this was kind of the first test of how professional sports leagues view domestic violence. The National Hockey League suspending Voyanov today indefinitely, just hours after he was booked in Los Angeles on domestic abuse charges. So we'll get into that all coming up in the 4 o'clock hour here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
This is CFAC 960 AM, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. From Calgary, Alberta, owned and operated by Rogers Communications. Calgary traffic from the 660 News Traffic Center.
Building volume on Glenmore Trail in the southeast. Lots of it between McLeod Trail and Deerfoot Trail on eastbound Glenmore. Westbound, as usual, Glenmore packed up from Barlow through to Ogden Shepherd Roads. More volume between Barlow and Deerfoot. This on McKnight Boulevard. It's especially slow on eastbound McKnight in that stretch. And 16th Avenue also getting well-traveled at this point in time. Just west of Stoney Trail, slow in both directions. 16th Avenue also packs up east and westbound between Deerfoot and Barlow. And again, in the general area around Center Street and Edmonton Trail. Lots of volume on lots of roads. It's developing. And in the 660 News Traffic Center, I'm Trey St. John.
brought to you by Shell V-Power. Till November 9th, earn 10 times Air Miles reward miles with a minimum $30 fuel purchase. Shell V-Power Premium Fuels. Performance that excites.
NHL, CFL, NFL, MLB, NLL, WHL, and lots more letters. We cover them all. Sportsnet 960, the FAN. We do the research, filter out the crap, add some opinion, and fire it up for you on the drive home. Headlines start now. Sportsnet 960, the Fan.
Sportsnet 960 headlines brought to you by Glenmore Audi. With the latest advancements in dynamic driving, design, and innovative technology, the 2015 Audi Q3 extends the idea of what an SUV can be. Visit glenmoreaudi.com.
Shai Davidi a little later on this hour, about 4:25. We'll take a look at the World Series later on, about 4:45. Eric Dehatchek from the Globe and Mail, globesports.com. But right now, we welcome Josh Humphries in for some headlines. Josh, what do you got for us?
Well, let's start with the big story, obviously, of the day. TJ Brody signing that five-year contract extension with the Flames earlier today. We, of course, had TJ Brody join the program a little bit earlier. We will be replaying that for you in the 5 o'clock hour. But for TJ Brody, talking about the process, saying there was really no doubt in his mind that an extension was going to get done here with the Flames.
No, I didn't really. I tried not to think about it. You know, that's what the agents are there for. And I trusted them. Whatever they thought was best for us was what I agreed with. So I just tried to play and not really worry about what was going on off the ice.
And he really didn't worry about what was going off the ice. You can tell with his play this year, he has been fantastic and very well deserving of a five-year contract extension.
Yeah, you get this out of the way early. We all knew it was coming. We all knew that, TJ Brody signed that bridge contract, did what PK Subban did what some other players have done. Now, maybe that's a bad example because Subban went out and won a Norris Trophy. But mm-hmm. What I meant is took the bridge contract, went out and proved he was worth more. Yeah. He got more.
Yeah.
What he is, what he will become, that's still an open book. But I know this today, Josh. I know that the Calgary Flames are 4-3 in part to him. Part to their goaltending, but also in part to him and Mark Giordano. He is tied for the league lead in scoring by defensemen today. It's October. It's not even 10 games. All I'm saying is, here's a kid with potential.
Yeah.
He just keeps proving it. I like what his GM said. I like what he said in terms about the next level is finding consistency. The next level is maybe adding some leadership to this. Continues to grow. And, it's funny. All afternoon, we keep using that word comparable. Well, we compare him to this guy, or we think he's this guy. At some point, he becomes TJ Brody, and you begin comparing other people to TJ Brody. That's the ultimate compliment.
Yeah, it is. It's funny you mentioned Mark Giordano there, and he's obviously a huge reason for TJ Brody's development and how he's been come along the last few years. And Mark Giordano today asked about TJ Brody as well after the optional practice and saying that the one thing he's seen from TJ Brody is his mental game, his confidence has gone so far up.
It's just confidence, I think, with Brodes. I think he's always had the game. He's, defensively now he's plays against the top lines at night in and night out, and he's such a good player positionally and with his stick. He breaks up a lot of plays. So I think if you look at him right now, I think his confidence is probably at one of the high points in his career. And it's nice to see because he's right now, in my opinion, one of the best in the league.
High praise for Mark Giordano there for his D partner.
Yeah, and you know what? He got it right back from TJ Brody. We'll replay that conversation at about 5:45, and I asked TJ who the influence has been for him in the pro game, and he said his partner, Mark Giordano, and you can see that. That's what a leader does. Mm-hmm. Interesting that, confidence comes into this because in the conversation with Brody, and Pat brought it up, this is a kid that never took anything for granted. He was talking about last year's trade deadline, kind of being nervous leading up. That kid's not going anywhere, but he doesn't take anything for granted, and that's a good spot to be in.
And even after signing the contract, still taking nothing for granted, knows that somebody might come up and take your spot, so you have to be ready to play every night. So TJ Brody, a five-year contract extension with the Calgary Flames today. That kicks in starting next season. Of course, the Flames ended their six-game road trip. They went 4-2 on that time. Flames will now return home, kick off a five-game homestand. It starts tomorrow night against the Tampa Bay Lightning. It's a 7 o'clock start, 6 o'clock pregame. Catch it on Sportsnet 960. The Fan, the team they're taking on tomorrow, Tampa Bay Lightning, They take on the Edmonton Oilers in the lone game tonight, but they got some bad news today, Rob. Regarding Victor Hedman, he will need surgery to repair a fractured finger on his right hand. He will miss 4 to 6 weeks. He left the game on Saturday against the Vancouver Canucks after blocking a shot. He said that he has been returned to Florida and will not be back, of course, for the rest of this road trip. So a tough blow there at one of the young defensemen who is really turning into a good player in Tampa.
Yeah, well, I mentioned that TJ Brody's tied for the league in defenseman scoring. He's tied with Victor Hedman. And you know, we had the East-West roundtable last week with their hot stove with Al Morganti and Eric DeHatchuk, and we were talking about him. And you know, last year he deserved to be in the Norris Trophy conversation. Certainly this year he should be. I'm not going to say a month or 6 weeks out will necessarily preclude him from that, but he's another guy on a trajectory. I mean, this is a guy that is legitimately going to be an all-star in this league, is going to be in that Norris Trophy conversation. Yeah, this is a big blow because, let's be perfectly honest, they're a deep team, the Tampa Bay Lightning, but they don't have a replacement for him.
No, they don't. And if there was one weakness for the Tampa Bay Lightning, you can make the argument that their back end is probably the one thing that maybe is going to cost them some games this season. And to lose Victor Hedman, who the last few years, especially for me, I thought he has taken so many strides forward and turned into such a good player who maybe had a bit of a slow start in his career as well. So that's maybe the bad news for the Tampa Bay Lightning. They did get some good news, though. Recalling Jonathan Drouin from Syracuse of the American Hockey League, he was down there on a conditioning stint because of his broken thumb that he suffered during the preseason. Played a couple games over the weekend, got 4 points. He's up with the team tonight in Edmonton. But according to head coach John Cooper, probably not going to see him in the lineup tonight.
Available, probably not going to go, though, just in the sense that he just played 2 games. Syracuse is an easy place. Syracuse to Edmonton's not many direct flights. So, and time change and the whole deal. But a really good chance you're going to see him on the trip.
I think we're going to see him tomorrow night.
I think so as well. And that would be kind of cool to see Jonathan Drouin come into the lineup.
Yeah.
Make a season debut for the Tampa Bay Lightning. He's a guy that a lot of people are very excited about. A lot of people picking this guy before the season to win the Calder Trophy. And his skill set, along with Steven Stamkos, if you know Tampa Bay didn't scare you offensively before, adding this guy in the lineup, it's going to make that team even better offensively than they are.
Yeah, it'll probably take a year or two, but once he, you know, he gets up to the NHL game, I mean, he's not missed enough to kind of preclude him from being in the Calder Trophy race this year. I'm not going to say that he's, you know, he's got some sort of huge learning curve, but you know, every player, even Steven Stamkos, had a fantastic rookie year. He's better now than he was then. And that's going to be the case for Drouin. I mean, this is a team that, boy, you know, there's a lot to like about the Tampa Bay Lightning. There just really, really is.
Yeah.
You know, I like their coach. I like, you know, the fact that they've been together. The core of this team won in the American Hockey League. You know, they've got a superstar in Stamkos. They've got a potential superstar in Victor Hedman. Who knows what Drouin's going to be? This is a team that should be competing for titles in the Eastern Conference for years to come.
Absolutely. I think this team's, again, a playoff team without a doubt, if they can keep going the way they should be. So it's going to be a good one tomorrow at the Dome, but tonight it's the Edmonton Oilers, Tampa Bay. That's the lone game in the NHL. If you do want to watch it, Sportsnet West has it at 7:30. The bad news from the NHL today, Rob, you and Pat just sort of talked about it briefly. Kings defenseman Slava Voynov suspended indefinitely from all club activities pending a formal investigation by the NHL. He was arrested this morning on charges of domestic violence. The suspension imposed under a section of the collective bargaining agreement, which allows the NHL to suspend players from all team activities during times of investigations like this for criminal activity. He was booked into a police department earlier today. He has been released on $50,000 bond. He's scheduled to appear in court on December 1st, 2014. So I guess regardless of what happens, Slava Voynov will not be in the lineup until this goes to court December 1st at the very least.
Yeah, you know, it's a terrible story because, you know, somebody got hurt in this, you know, and there still is due process, which I think is really important. We have to remind ourselves that he still needs to go through the court system, and that will happen. It is a different world. A year ago, Semyon Varlamov was in a similar situation, domestic abuse charges laid against him. He still started a game before he turned himself, or after turning himself into police. There was no immediate response. We live in a different world. Post Ray Rice, post Adrian Peterson, this is, and we all knew it. And it was just a matter of time before one of the major sports leagues had to deal with this particular topic of domestic abuse. And the National Hockey League I guess, in a situation and becomes the first. And we're talking about immediately reacted to
yeah.
it. This happened probably about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning Eastern Standard Time, and right around 10 o'clock in the morning, he was suspended indefinitely by the National Hockey League. So they did not wait. Mm-hmm. They will now do an investigation. The Los Angeles Kings have said the right things. They've said they wholeheartedly support yep. it. He does deserve due process. Whether I don't know what the right word is, the type of person that you're not guilty until proven in court of law. I get that. That's not how this world works anymore.
No.
And I'm really curious to see how this